Are you looking for inspiring conversations about faith, film, and life? You're in the right place. Here's the host who knows the right questions to ask, Father Edward Looney.
Hey everybody, it's Father Edward here, and delighted to be talking about a series coming to Netflix soon about Moses, one of the great figures of the Old Testament. I am joined with Kelly McPherson, who is the executive producer of it, and going to be discussing a bit more about it. So thanks so much, Kelly, for joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
So tell me a little bit, like, if somebody, you know, happens across this on Netflix, and, you know, I think people have biblical literacy, they know the stories of the Old Testament, like Adam and Eve, Noah, Moses. A lot of people know his story because of Prince of Egypt, for example. But why should somebody click on it? And when they click on it to watch this episodic series, what can they expect?
I think it's Moses. I think it's the personal journey. I think we've captured all of the big epic elements of the story, or done our best to, on a non-Ten Commandments budget. But I think it's the way we approached Moses in this, and that was somebody very human, very flawed, who, in those flaws and in his humanness, feels relatable to people, even if their struggles aren't on the scale of his, you know, or the obstacles that he had to overcome. But I think it really is somebody that is asking the questions that most people ask themselves, like, you know, who am I and what's my place in this world? And on top of all that, I think we wanted to tell an entertaining story that's surprising and dramatic and moving, but it is somebody that's like, that anybody can watch it and say, oh, you know, he's trying to figure out who he is and what his purpose in life is. And I think that's relatable to people. And so I think even if that's not what they say, I think subliminally, at least, I think there's that connection, I hope.
Yeah, and that was drawn out in one of the interviews. So this is kind of like a docudrama. You have part kind of interviews with different scholars of different faith traditions, giving their perspective on Moses, his importance. But then you also have it kind of dramatized too. So you see Moses interacting with Pharaoh and the plagues, and, you know, even the murder of Moses murdering someone. So, and that was something that just, I think, really hit me as I watched it, because, you know, we know that Moses goes on Mount Sinai, he gets the Ten Commandments, and then, you know, one of the Ten Commandments, the fifth one, thou shall not kill. And as I was just watching Moses there, you know, killing this individual, having his own history, his own past then, making it relatable, as you mentioned, not that we've killed anyone, but that we all have a checkered past and history and such, that I realized that, well, he murdered someone. And now here you have God speaking to him on the mountain, giving him the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. And I could only imagine what overcame Moses in that moment, because he would have had to think back, well, I disobeyed your commandment, God. I killed someone. And, you know, what did that mean? How did that flood his memory? You know, that was just something that a connection I made simply from watching your show. And I don't know if I would have made that connection, even though I know the story of Moses, have read, have preached about him. I've never made that connection before. So I think it's going to enlighten people about the character of Moses.
Yeah, no, I hope so. And I think, to your point, it's always, I think, more impactful and makes more of an impression on you if someone is relating something to you from their own life experience, like they've lived it, like it's like, I've been down the road you're going, or, you know, I know what you're, I personally know what you're up against. And so I think that adds a little power to the message. In terms of him starting out with the murder, that was like, there was another version of it, but this is going back 4 years, but that first scene, you know, when we came up with that, we were like, this has to be a man at the absolute low point of his life. And storytelling wise, you know, you want your hero, you want them to start low. You want to see the rise and how they do it. And you want to be there with them every step of the way. But we also just realistically, even stepping outside of it, and it was our approach, was the internal life of Moses and what was going on inside of him. It's like, you do that and you're like, what have I done? And how do I come back from this? You're not even thinking how I come back from this. You're just like, what have I done? And then eventually, as he starts to find his, you know, who he is and find his place in the world, he starts to kind of atone in a way, even indirectly, by being a father and a husband and a leader and a son. And, you know, so we thought that was a powerful way to start. And we really, like I may have mentioned this to someone, that, you know, we always come up with a little bit of a tagline to beginning to kind of align our themes we want to cover that are our driving, organizing themes. And it was from murder and fugitive to prophet and messenger of God. And so we're like, now all we have to do is fill in that gap between those, that journey. And we've got a really compelling series.
So you're the producer of the show. So does that mean that you came up with the idea, you pitched it, Netflix said, let's do this? Or did Netflix come to you and say, hey, we want to do some biblical stories, let's do Moses, are you game for it? So, well, which one was it?
We had done a couple of historical series for Netflix that were well received. And their documentary department, who we hadn't worked with directly before, said, hey, we want to do a biblical series. And it was great. That was the best call ever. It's like, which story do you guys want to do? And so we convened. And I'm not kidding. It took about 5 minutes. And we're like, it's a big challenge, but let's do Moses. It's iconic. It's a touchstone for so many people of so many faiths, and even people that aren't necessarily of any one particular faith. It resonates with people. Let's do that one, because people come to that and they already have feelings about it. But let's find a way to approach Moses and his journey from the inner journey and make that our driving force, knowing that the spectacle will be there. Let's go from the spectacle to the intimate and let that be our guiding principle. And it'll be a different telling of the story. And that was all in our first conversation after Netflix called us. It was like, this is how we want to approach it.
So what happens is you have a lot of different figures. And so you mentioned, you know, kind of crosses the barrier of different faith traditions. So you have Christianity, you have Judaism, Moses is essential to that too. There's an Islamic scholar, I believe, on the show as well. So how do you go about finding who it is that you want to interview? And, you know, there was a pastor too, which I thought was great, because he gives the practical component. And so kind of like, what does this mean for our everyday lives as believers? So, you know, there's a great array of individuals that you interviewed. So how do you go about selecting and finding those experts to interview?
It's a combination. Some of it is just kind of very straightforward. And it's, we try to find writers, academics, people, you know, faith leaders that have written on Moses, or, you know, like Bishop Luter. I mean, he's Harvard theology. I mean, he's literally a historian, but he's also, you know, a pastor, you know, he's a bishop. And he has a sermon that he's well known for called The Many Mothers of Moses. And the whole thrust of it is, there are echoes of it where it took all these different powerful women. You know, he says, I see echoes of it in my congregation and society. It takes all these different powerful women that raised him and that had made imprints on his lives, from his both mothers to his wife, to his sister, Miriam. So look for that, and look for also that they haven't, like, that in particular, had a really interesting viewpoint on it. And I think it's something where they know the history, they know the story, they know the text, but they also have some kind of what I would call a present day application to it, or a take on it, and how it's still relevant today, that story. So that's kind of how it went. And also lots of time on YouTube, lots of time finding sermons, finding talks that particularly were that these folks have given on Moses, and kind of get an idea of their viewpoint. So it's kind of a little bit of everything, like dyed in the wool experts, and then people that just have like a different take, or a new take, for lack of a better way to put it.
Yeah, so you have a team. So you're the leader of the team. You have talent. You have the actors. You have these people you're interviewing. But I guess I'm wondering, as you tell a biblical story, like, it must do something internally for each person involved. I'm sure individuals, for example, involved with The Chosen, this hit series about Jesus, that those actors somehow, by hearing the story of Jesus, acting it out, that it makes an impression on their life. So I'm just wondering, what type of impression has Moses and his story, how has that impacted you or maybe someone else involved in the program?
It's so funny. After you have been working on these projects and you've seen 8 million cuts of each show, and you're trying to like sharpen it. And there usually comes a point where, and luckily it's at the very end, you're like, I don't even know if I'm going to watch it when it comes out. I've seen it so many times. I more than know what happens. And it's the old thing of you see all the flaws and not all the stuff. But I remember watching it after I'd got that past that point, and when the show was essentially done, and I watched it, and my wife was giving me, not in a bad way, giving me a hard time. She goes, you've seen that show a million times and you're sitting here kind of tearing up, you know, when Moses confesses to his wife that he, you know, to Zipporah, that he murdered someone and who his real identity is and stuff like that. And I think it's a tribute to the story and to the tribulations. And it's also a tip of the hat to the actors, you know, and they really inhabited these characters. And Avi as Moses really brought that sense of sadness. And that was the tough part, finding the person for that role, was he brought that sadness and that heft and that burden that he carried, but he also brought this joy and this that could inspire people. And so that's a long-winded way of saying, it's just, you know, when you look at one person tasked with all this stuff and all the baggage they bring and what they have to accomplish and literally be so many things to so many people without having any idea how they're going to do that, that still got to me. Like, I think it just, you could feel him alone at times. Like, he's in the middle of leading all these people, but he's alone. There's always an aloneness to Moses. And it seemed like in the story, his relationship with God, that was like the one place where he could go and kind of like find somebody that he could, you know, confide in, argue with, you know, ask for advice, you know, all kinds of things. So, sorry, that was a long answer.
Oh, no, that's great. It's great to hear how it impacts, you know, like, because it becomes a part of you when you work on a project like this for so long. So this is coming to Netflix. You know, we're coming right around to the high holy time of the year with Easter and everything like that. So maybe that's coincidental, but when can people expect to see this on Netflix and plan to start watching it?
It premieres March 27th. So okay. Next week.
Yes. Yeah. And of course, too, you know, there's this analogy, right, that Moses, his name is, it means to be drawn out of water. That's what his name means. And so here you have kind of Easter, at least for us as Catholics, we baptize at Easter. That's a big initiation of so many people converting to the faith. And so it's like for them, too, they're like Moses. They're leaving their past. They're being drawn out of the water now, and they've become believers. And the story of Moses is one that they will believe in. So, yeah, very rich figure. So, I hope people will check it out on Netflix and enjoy the show. It's 3 episodes. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. And so to take in the three episodes during this time of the year and just to grow in your biblical appreciation, knowledge, and see how the story of Moses can touch your heart as it will touch so many. So thanks so much, Kelly, for the opportunity to have this conversation.
Thank you. It was lovely speaking with you.
If you liked today's episode, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you're listening. And don't forget to stay up to date with what Father Edward is doing by following him on Facebook, X, or Instagram at the handle @FREdwardLooney. Thanks for listening, and please join Father Edward again next time for another inspiring conversation.